حسين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته وردعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى
اللهم صل على محمد وآل
محمد وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم قل لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إلا المودة في القربى وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم عنوان صحيفة المؤمن حب علي صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
The love of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the subject of my speeches, and the love of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam is considered to be a symbol, an icon of Islam. On the Day of Judgment, when the mu'mineen, the believers, will be handed over their book of deeds in their right hands, the title of their books would be nothing but Hubbu Aliyin. That means the love of Ali. This is exactly what would be written on the book of deeds of every single mu'min who will be delivered his book of deeds in the right hand. Which shows that the only way we can distinguish and discover the iman of a person who is claiming to be a mu'min, the only way we can discover the iman and the existence of that faith is whether or not the person has the love of Imam Ali alayhi salam or not. As long as a person claims that I love the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, there's still much more to be done. this is not the procedure how we can make sure. The way we can make sure whether his iman is confirmed, it's there or not, is that after the love of the Holy Prophet, he also loves the successor of the Holy Prophet. Because they were people, and there are still a lot many of these types who claim the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. But they are giving the hardest times to the Holy Prophet. There are some people who claim the love of the Prophet, but they are the ones who are giving the most aziyat and torture towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So there is no other way to distinguish the iman of a person decisively except through the love of Imam Ali alayhi salam. What's the behavior of an individual towards the walayat of Imam Ali? That's the key question. This is what distinguishes whether or not he's a mu'min or not. Walayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam continues to be the issue number one in the current world. What's the behavior of an individual towards that? Imam Ali alayhi salam is the Imam and Khalifa of Rasulullah's after the Holy Prophet, Imam of the entire universe, and we don't believe any such thing as Abi Hayat, Ma'ul Hayat. Isn't it right? There's no such thing like that, that somebody, Prophet Khidr alayhi salam, drank from that kind of water and that's why he is now eternal and he's gonna live forever. These are stories which are unfounded in the Holy Quran and unsupported by the Holy Quran. Isn't it right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said to his messenger, وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ. We haven't provided for, we hadn't made a human ahead of you to be eternal. Obviously, if there was any human being who deserves to live eternally, it would be the first of all, it would be the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innaka mayyit, Quran says in the Holy Quran, definitely you are gonna die. Wa innahum mayyitun, and certainly they are going to die. So basically everybody is gonna die. Isn't it right? When the Holy Prophet is not going to survive on this planet, who else deserves to survive? So any kind of claim that somebody can make that Prophet Khidr alayhi salam has drank from some kind of stream hidden somewhere and that's why he becomes eternal and is not going to die is totally un-Islamic, un-Quranic and not supported by Islam. What our Urafa say, that the real Ma'ul Hayat, the real Abi Hayat, the water of eternal life, is actually the Ma'arif, the high level teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam that come out from the gateway of knowledge, which is Amirul Mu'mineen wa Imam al Muttaqeen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhim salam. أنا مدينة العلم وعلي بابها. I am the city of knowledge and Ali is its gateway. من أراد العلم فليأتي الباب. Some of the narrations say whoever wants the knowledge must come to the door. Some of the narrations say من whoever crosses comes from some other over the wall or something, crosses over the wall or something, udda sariqan. Man atal buyuta min dune abwabiha, whoever comes from anywhere other than its door, the door, is counted to be a thief. So the only access point for the entire humanity to have access to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is represented after the Holy Prophet through the personality of Amir Mu'mineen alayhi salam, the only gateway and access point towards the unlimited divine knowledge and wisdom is to come to the gateway and the doorstep of Imam Ali alayhi salam. That's the only way. And that's why we call him Amir al-Mu'mineen. لِأَنَّهُ يُمِيرُهُمُ الْعِلْمِ. He is the one who provides the risk and the sustenance of knowledge. That's why we call him Amir al-Mu'mineen. He is the one who provides the knowledge. It's through the knowledge that we become alive. It's the ma'arif, the high-level teachings of Qur'an and Ahlul Bayt that serve as Abe Hayat, the water of life, eternal life. And this is the reason my teacher Ayatollah Jawadi Hafizahullah says that this is the reason the one who is providing the ma'arif and high level teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt in this world is the one who is the Saqil Kawthar, is the one who is the drink provider of the fountain of Kawthar tomorrow. That's the reason. And whoever drinks from the fountain of Kawthar, obviously he doesn't have the thirst. This is the eternal life. If we having access to the divine knowledge coming through the gateway of knowledge, which is Imam Ali alayhi salam. That's what's called having access to the eternal life. Fannasu mauta, how Imam Ali alayhi salam says in his diwan, which is Mansub ila Amir al-Mu'mineen, the book of poetry, which is reported to be from Imam Ali alayhi salam. That's what he says in one of those ash'ar and in his poetry, Fannasu mauta, that all the humans are dead. Fannasu mauta, humanity is dead. Wa ahlul ilmi ahya'u. And those who have the knowledge are the ones who are alive. In the dictionary of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's actually those who have knowledge are the ones who are alive, living ones. The rest of the people are living deads. So knowledge is the water of life, that we have been hearing so much about that. And Imam Ali alayhi salam, his personality is serving as the mizan, the criteria, how we learn the ziyarat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which is narrated from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam, and he teaches us As-salamu ala mizan al-amal. This is what our sixth Imam says in the ziyarat of Imam Ali alayhi salam. As-salamu ala mizan al-amal. May the salam of Allah be upon the yardstick, the scale of the actions. All the actions are judged through Imam Ali alayhi salam scale. As-salamu ala mizan al-amal wa muqallib al-ahwal. And the one who is basically the one who changes the situations, the conditions of the people that deserve. We require lots of changes and overhaul in our personalities. Isn't it right? Shuffle in our behaviors. Drowned in our own sins. Isn't it right? This change of condition requires someone to come and transform us from the inside. So we address Imam Ali salam, you are the muqallib al-ahwal. You are the one who changes the conditions. Whoever get a change in his situation, it's because of Imam Ali salam. Wa sayfi dhil-jalal, and the sword of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of Majesty. So it's through Imam Ali salam that all that happens. So he provides, he quenches the thirst for those who are thirsty for the ma'arif of Ahlul Bayt, the high level teachings. He's the one who provides, quenches their thirst. And that's what My teacher says that Mu'allim Imruz Saqiye Fardast. That's what my teacher said. And the teacher of today, the one who teaches the knowledge today, Imam Ali alayhi salam, is the Saqi, the drink provider of tomorrow. That's the way it works. So you want to know who gets the drink from Imam Ali alayhi salam? Look at the fact who is getting the knowledge of Quran and Ahlul Bayt today from Imam Ali alayhi salam. Those who are receiving the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt today from the gateway of knowledge are the ones who deserve to get the drink of Kausar tomorrow. Because drink of Kausar and providing that drink is exactly the replica of what we have done back then in the life of dunya towards the knowledge. What was our behavior towards the knowledge? A mu'min can never be jahil. You find a person who is jahil, has something gone wrong in his iman. You can never visualize a mu'min being jahil. He doesn't know what he's supposed to do towards the imam of his time. Doesn't know what he's supposed to do towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it right? Some people are jahil, and there are some people who are jahiliyun. There's a difference between jahil and jahili. Person who has jahil and somebody who has jahala, jahalat. Isn't that right? So jahiliyat. Jahiliyat in Arabic, we refer to that situation where a person has been told already what he's supposed to do, but he intentionally ignores the knowledge and goes against it. That kind of person is the one who's following jahiliyat. If you don't know something, that's still, there's a remedy to that illness. Obviously, the job of those who know, you need to turn to those who know to improve in your knowledge and to gain the knowledge, to remove your ignorance. And it's the job of those who know to teach you. Give the zakat of the knowledge. لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ زَكَاتٌ وَزَكَاتُ الْعِلْمِ أَن تُعَلِّمَهُ أَهْلَهُ. Everything has a tax, and the tax of knowledge is to teach the knowledge to one who deserves it. And it's your responsibility to be accommodating towards the knowledge. Not showing arrogance. No, I saw my ancestors doing like this and this and this. There was a story, a Hindu guy converted, and he converted and he became a Shia, isn't it right? And then he started to see all those customs and traditions that are followed by some people. If sometime, a time permits and we sit and we talk about the customs and traditions, well, in Arabic we say adat and taqaleed. Adat and taqaleed that we have added into the religion. And now we consider we are so stubborn, some of us are so stubborn that we are not even ready to listen to that, the fact that we have added it. It's not from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, it's not from the Holy Quran. Some people have become that strong and stubborn. So this guy converted, and then he saw those kind of stuff taking place in some of the gatherings, and he said, well, this kind of stuff we used to do back then when I used to go to the Indian Hindu temple. So why bother to become a Shia then? If we need to do the same kind of stuff here, then why bother to be a Shia? It's our customs and traditions, brothers and sisters, which is actually repulsive. The religion of Allah is not repulsive. Rasulullah used to live in neighborhood, and you find people in huge numbers converting into the religion Islam. That's how Rasulullah was. We live in neighborhoods, and we find people get repelled from Islam. So there's something gone wrong with the kind of Islam that we are following, and especially when we are displaying out there on the street. Especially when it come out in the processions and rallies of Ashura and Arba'een and all that. Isn't it right? How? That's your picture. How many percentage of people have time to study books about the Isna Ashari religion? Who has time? Even our own people, how many of them have time to study the books? Whatever we do on the street is taken to be Islam. Isn't it right? So we have to be very particular. What I was saying is that adat and taqaleed, the customs and traditions, which has nothing to do with the religion. And you're not going to be rewarded on any custom or tradition. We will be rewarded on ibadat, worship of Allah, something that Allah sanctioned and commanded and sent His wahi and revelation on the greatest soul in the history, the soul of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we find that Imam Ali salatu wasalam's love and muhabbat is iconic. Because our scholars say, he deserves to be the Imam because everything of his personality, he showed his leadership through everything that he did. So his Salat is the leader of all the prayers performed. His Zakat and Khums and Fitrah is the leader of all the taxes ever paid by any human in the history of humanity. The way he paid it is the best possible way to pay those taxes. His Hajj is the leader of all the Hajj performed by all the humans in the history and in the future. His Jihad is the iconic Jihad, which is the Imam of all the rest of the Jihads. His Amr bil Ma'roof, bidding the good, Nahi anil Munkar, forbidding the bad, is the Imam of all the Amr and Nahi done by anyone else. His Tawheed, his belief in the oneness of Allah, is the Imam of all the Muwahideen. All those people who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala need to take a lesson from how Imam Ali used to believe. When a person is like this, that his Furu'uddin and his Usuluddin and his Akhlaq, all of them are serving as a role model and a leadership status, then he deserves to be called Amirul Mu'mineen wa Imamul Muttaqeen. So it's not just he is leading the mu'mineen, everything of his is leading. His salat is the Imam of my salat. If I want to, move towards the takamul and perfection of my life and spirituality, I need to emulate how he used to. Nobody can be like him. We need to do as much as we can, isn't that right? If I want to do the best way of fasting, look at how he used to fast. This is how he became the Imam. It's not something emotional. It's never something emotional. There is no room for emotions in Islam. His Iman is considered to be the Imam of all the Imans of the people. That's what our Urafa said. The Iman of Imam Ali alayhi salam is the Iman bishuhud, not the Iman bil-ghayb. Iman bil-ghayb belongs to the lower level of Mumineen. They will have Iman bil-ghayb, but these people are unable to witness. There are hijabat and curtains after curtains, isn't it right? Or especially those who learn a little bit. That's another problem in the community, generally speaking. There are some people who learn a little bit, they learn a little bit and then they start thinking, we know so much. That's what Imam Khomeini Ridwanullah Alayhi used to say, that ilm hijab akbaras, knowledge is the biggest hijab. All the hijabat that we have been hearing about so much, there are hijabat and curtains blocking us to see the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't it right? We have hijabat vulmaniya, the darkness based curtains, and hijabat nuraniya, the light based curtains and all that. The thickest of all those several curtains is the curtain of knowledge. Some people learn a little bit and they think we are so knowledgeable that they don't bother to continue learning and go for the rest of the knowledge. Man qala ana alim fa huwa jahil. Whoever said I am a scholar is a jahil. What does Islam is trying to teach us? And basically we should never stop, no matter where we are in our life. Whatever we may learn, we are still ignorant. We should not start claiming that I am a scholar. Our maraje, our great personalities, they used to say, we are just a man talabe azjik talabe bishnistam. We are just a little, little student of the Islamic sciences. That's what our maraje say. This is another problem that some people face. They learn a little bit And then they start thinking we know so much, and that stops their spiritual advancement. And you find that there are some who are starting to dictate the ulama. No, 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 Maulana, this is not right. You need to do like this. Oh, that's good. So you are now on the status that you want to correct the scholars. Isn't it right? This is what we call the spiritual illness of taqaddum. Remember what the Prophet said about Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam?
Your Prophet says, لَوْ سَلَكَ النَّاسُ وَادِيًا to Ammar ibn al-Yasir, لَوْ سَلَكَ النَّاسُ وَادِيًا, a Prophet, if people went towards a valley, وَسَلَكَ عَلِيٌّ وَادِيًا, and Ali went to a valley, that means another side, another valley, فَسْلُكْ وَادِيًا سَلَكَهُ عَلِيٌّ, you go towards that valley where Ali went, وَخَلِّ النَّاسَ تُرَّى, and leave the humanity aside. And Prophet said, لَا تُقَدِّمُوهُمَا فَتَهْلِكُوا, don't teach them. That means don't try to teach the Quran and Ahlul Bayt. وَلَا تُعَلِّمُوهُمَا فَتَهْلِكُوا, otherwise you'll be devastated. وَلَا تُقَدِّمُوهُمَا فَتَهْلِكُوا, and don't take a lead over them.
There are some people who try to take a lead over the Quran and Ahlul Bayt. If Quran is asking me to follow a policy of Allah, Sunnatun Ilahiyya, but I want to do something else because that's what my worldly interests dictate me. That's what the bunch of people or my friends or community is doing that. Oh, who cares? Isn't it right? Who cares what the rest of the people are doing? Didn't the Prophet say the humanity goes on one side and Ali goes on the other side to one valley? You go to the valley where Ali went and leave the humanity aside? What did we learn? Did we learn from the Miratul Ilm when we call Imam Ali is the Amirul Mumineen, is providing me the risk of knowledge? So those who are connected with the risk of knowledge of Allah coming to Imam Ali and they are obeying the seerat, the policy of Imam Ali alayhi salam, this is what my teacher said, Abe Hayat, the water of eternal life, is the seerat, is the lifestyle and the life policies of Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. So what did I learn from his life policies and lifestyle and life, the policies of his life? So we don't try to teach Quran. If in the presence of the hukum of Allah in Quran and teaching the Ahlul Bayt, I want to do something else. This is called I'm trying to teach Quran. I'm trying to teach the Ahlul Bayt. They're not going to learn from me. Isn't it right? It backfires me. And then the hadith teaches us, whoever puts the Quran behind his back. Putting the Quran behind his back, what does that mean? Man ja'ala khalfahu, whoever puts the Quran behind his back, man ja'alahu amamahu, whoever puts Quran in front of him, that's Madhun Riwaya. Qadahu ilal Jannah, Quran leads him towards the paradise. Wa man ja'alahu khalfahu, whoever puts the Quran behind his back. Putting the Quran behind his back in the tafsir means that Quran is saying something and it keeps on saying, but I continue doing what I think is right. So I'm actually turning my back to Quran and doing what I think is right. This is called ilm becomes hijab-e-akbar. This is where the ilm becomes hijab-e-akbar. Right? In the presence of the teachings of Quran, I want to do taqaddum over the scholars and taqaddum over the ilm of Quran and Ahlul Bayt.
That's another common illness. What we in Urdu we say nazariyati. Nazariyati log hamare, drawing room politics karne wale. In Farsi, let me tell you what Ayatullah Mujtahidi rahmatullah alayh, a great arif, ahlul ma'ana, a great personality, Iran is full of the urafa. Every city has a hawza. Isn't it right? And every city has maraje and mujtahideen in the history and notable personalities which are a matter of pride for us.
Ayatollah Mujtahidi rahmatullahi alayh, he used to say this statement which is really, really an eye-opener for all us. When you look at what the situation is, how our scholars have been warning us about these things and look at how was the behavior of some people in the community, not just towards the non-masumeen ones, but also more importantly towards the masumeen themselves. This is exactly what Ayatollah Mujtahidi had said. Tamam dash mashtiha raftan be kumakay Hussein alayhi salam wa shahid shudand. تمام داشت مشتی ها رفتن به کمک حسین علیه السلام و شهید شدند مقدس ها
so called pious people جنہیں اردو میں نظریاتی کہتے ہیں مقدس ها in Farsi we call them مقدس ها those who pretend to be very sacred مقدس holy because we have learned few things
مقدس ها استخاره کردن استخارشون بد اومد
ये नजरियाती लोग बैठ के इस्तिखारा देखते रहे और इन सब का इस्तिखारा मना आया
है ड्रैंग पॉलिटिक्स के अंदर ही रह गए
सो दोज हु कैन सर्व व्हेन इट कम्स टू गिविंग ब्लड फॉर द वलायत ऑफ इमाम अली अलैहि सलाम थ्रू आउट द हिस्ट्री दोज पीपल हैव बीन कमिंग फॉरवर्ड इन आउट देयर इन द फील्ड टू सर्व द वलायत हु हैड द लव ऑफ इमाम अली अलैहि सलाम इन प्लेस Without the ta'wil and tawjih of the ilm that is hijab.
That's why, you know. Ayatollah Mujtahidi, I just read you the exact words of what he said. Isn't it right? These people are looking at istikhara when it came to Imam Hussein. Oh, who is me and you? Who are me and you?
When Imam Hussein, they did like this towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam. The same happened about Imam Khomeini when he was first captured by Shah. There were people in Qum, there are some scholars in Qum who were looking at istikhara. This is about fahm. Al-mujtahiduna yajtahiduna fi fahm al-Islam. Mujtahideen, they do the ijtihad about understanding of the religion. That's what ijtihad is all about. Isn't that right? Look at the Tawheed Masail, it's all the same. All the mujtahids, the Tawheed Masail is all the same. 95% is all the same. All the minor differences are less than 5%. Someone says ihtiyat wajib, someone says ihtiyat mustahab. Isn't it right? It's all the rest of it is all the same. More than 95% is all the same. So where is the difference? Understanding of the concepts.
That's what we are talking about. Deceiving the ma'arif. Understanding the concepts of Islam. So we find that a believer is not supposed to allow himself the ta'wil and tawjih from shaitan to block us from doing what the love of Imam Ali alayhi salam dictates, what the Sharia dictates, what the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt dictate. So Imam Ali alayhi salam's iman was not based on ghaib.
This is a lower level of status of the mu'mineen whose iman is based on ghaib. Imam Ali's iman was based on shuhud.
He's based on shuhud, in witnessing, seeing with your eyes. That he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously Allah is not a physical body.
Isn't it right? To be seen by the physical eyes. لَمْ تَرَهُ الْعُيُونَ بِمُشَاهَدَةِ الْعَيَانِ How Imam Ali himself says that the eyes, that means the physical eyes, don't see him by looking like this.
بَلْ وَلَكِنْ رَأَتُ الْقُلُوبُ بِحَقَائِقِ الْإِيمَانِ
But the souls, the hearts look at him with the realities of Iman.
So this is how Allah is seen. He says, لَمْ أَعْبُدْ رَبًّا لَمْ أَرَهُ When somebody asked Imam Ali Salam, Have you seen your Lord? Hal ra'ayta rabbaka? Imam Ali Salam replies back, Lam a'bud rabban lam arahu. I haven't worshipped a Lord that I did not see. That means he saw and then he worshipped.
And then he says that ma ra'aytu shay'an. He also said in another hadith, ma ra'aytu shay'an illa wa ra'aytu Allah qablahu wa ba'dahu wa ma'ahu wa fihi. We're talking about the iman of Imam alayhi salam. Why is his iman the imam and leader of all the imans of the people? Why? Because he says, I haven't seen a thing except that I have seen Allah before seeing that thing. وَبَعْدَهُ and after seeing that thing, وَمَعَهُ alongside that thing, وَفِيهِ and in that thing. Where in the world can you bring a human being who sees Allah like this? That's why our Urafa say, his iman is not based on ghaib, his iman is based on shuhud and kashf.
Then we say Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam is the siratun mustaqeem. We say salawat. Is the straight path. Straight path when it comes about the beliefs. Islamic teaching is divided into three types. Isn't it right? Usuluddin, Furuddin and Akhlaq. The fundamentals of the religion, the branches of the religion and the moral teachings of Islam. When it comes to the fundamentals, the roots of the religion, Usuluddin, Siratul Mustaqim, about the Usuluddin, the roots of the religion, the straight path about the roots of the religion, means that your belief is founded on Burhanun Aqli wa Dalilun Naqli. This is exactly what it means. If you have your belief found in Burhanun Aqli, lots and lots of Islamic beliefs are based on logical, unshakable evidence. There's difference between Burhan and Dalil in Arabic. Burhan is an unshakable evidence. And Dalilun Naqli means a narrated evidence. Some of our beliefs are based on narrated evidences. Isn't it right? Like Raj'at. Raj'at is part of our belief system. Isn't it right? We all believe in the coming back of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. There are some scholars who have, you know, mentioned some of the aqwal statements in the tafsir that Raj'at is proved through Quran as well. That's not a matter of consensus among all the mufassireen and the mutakallimeen. So Raj'at is a hadith-based principle. If somebody denies Raj'at, he won't be a kafir. He's not denying the Quran. So Usuluddin, Siratun Mustaqim, about the straight path, about the Usuluddin, means that you are founded, if you found your belief system based on unshakable, concrete, logical evidences and the narrated authentic evidences, then you are following the path which is considered to be straight in the eyes of Islam. That's the meaning of Siratun Mustaqim about Usuluddin. The meaning of Siratul Mustaqim, the straight path, about Furuddin, means that you follow the Jami'u Shara'it Mujtahid, the conditions fulfilling Mujtahid of your time. Because the conditions fulfilling Mujtahid is the Naib and Deputy of the Imam. So you're doing something which is you're supposed to do. That's you're doing the right thing. You're not a Mujtahid. Isn't it right to understand all the thousands of verses in depth? And all those hundreds of thousands of narrations in depth. So ask those who know. Not just those who know, but the one who knows the best. Not just knows the best, but fulfills all the rest of the conditions in addition to alamiyat. So if you're following the jami'u shara'it, conditions fulfilling mujtahid, and then again, there are people in the community who say, "Nini, hum to maulae kainat ki takhleeq karte hain. Hame kisi mujtahid ko follow karne ki zarurat nahi hai. قربان جائیں اس دین فہمی کے اوپر ہم بھی مولا کائنات ہی کی کرتے ہیں مگر if you have a cell phone number for Imam Ali علیہ السلام please let us know we will also stop following anyone else if we have direct access to the masoom why in the world we follow a non-masoom when we have direct access 24/7 towards a masoom do we have access towards a masoom this is about jahiliyat this is called jahiliyat This is not jahil, this is jahiliyat. So, Siratul Mustaqim, we are talking about why Imam Ali alayhi salam's love is iconic in Islam. It's the symbol. So, Siratul Mustaqim about the Furuddin, the branches of the religion, means that you are founding every action, amal, of your life based on the fatwa, the verdict, or the hukum. There's a difference between fatwa and hukum in usul al-fiqh. Based on the fatwa and hukum of the conditions fulfilling mujtahid, who is fulfilling all the conditions mentioned in the hadith of Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam. This is called Sirat al-Mustaqim. You may have Sirat al-Mustaqim in your usul al-deen, but when it comes to furud al-deen, if you're not following a jam al-sharait mujtahid, you're not. You're not following the straight path. أَمَّا مَنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْفُقَهَاءِ إمام صاحب الزوان said in his توقيع المبارك أَمَّا مَنْ كَانَ مِنَ الْفُقَهَاءِ سَائِنًا لِنَفْسِهِ حَافِظًا لِدِينِهِ مُخَالِفًا لِهَوَاهُ مُطِيعًا لِأَمْرِ مَوْلَاهُ فَلِلْعَوَامِ أَنْ يُقَلِّدُوهُ وَذَلِكَ بَعْضُ فُقَهَاءِ الشِّيَعَ لَكُلُّهُمْ. Isn't it right? Among the fuqaha, the one who is sa'inan nafsihi, protecting his self, protecting himself from the desires, in other words. And so much more. Hafadhan ladinihi, defending his religion.
Mukhalifan li hawahu, opposing his desire, his wishes. Muti'an li amri mawlahu, obedient to the command of his master. Falil awam an yuqalliduhu, it's the obligation, it's the responsibility of the people to do his taqleed, Imam Sahib al-Zaman says. وَذَلِكَ بَعْضُ فُقَهَاءِ شِيَعَ. And those mushtahids who are, and the mushtahid who fulfills all these conditions will be بَعْضُ فُقَهَاءِ شِيَعَ, some of the fuqaha of Shia, لَا كُلُّهُمْ, not all of them.
So we need to discover that some and obey that some. Has some responsibility about following Siratul Mustaqim, about the Furuddin.
And following the Siratul Mustaqim about the Akhlaq is that we abide by the Sifatun Hasana and the beautiful moral attributes in our spirituality, and we avoid all the Sifatun Razila, the evil attributes of the human soul.
If you are avoiding all the evil attributes, sifatun razila, adopting all the sifatun jamila, beautiful attributes, then you are on the straight path about the akhlaq teachings of Islam. Please say salawat. So Imam Ali Salam is the imam of all these teachings. When the time of prayers used to come,
look at the, his ibadat is based on shuhud, not ghaib. Witnessing Allah, always. As a matter of fact, all he saw in his life was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else. It won't be false for a person to say that Imam Ali saw nothing in his life other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a fact.
Everything else that he saw from the divine perspective. When you're looking at something from the divine perspective,
all you are focusing is what Allah wants you to see, as much as He wants you to see, when He wants you to see, how He wants you to see, not how I want, as much as I want, where I want, whomsoever I want. No. So it will be right for a person to say that all that Imam Ali saw was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So when the time of prayers used to come, you look at the tafsir of Qad Qamat al-Salah. Qad Qamat al-Salah is said in the Iqamat, when obviously the Jamaat is now standing up and there, and you are about to start your Jamaat. And in the book, famous book Tawheed of Sheikh Saduq Rahmatullah Alayh,
he has mentioned this tafsir from Imam Ali al-Salam about the sentence Qad Qamat al-Salah. Look at how Imam Ali is doing the tafsir of this sentence.
This shows how his prayers is considered to be the imam and leader of all the prayers. So he says in the tafsir,
Hana waqtu ziyara. The time of ziyarat arrived.
The meaning of Qad Qamat al-Salah in the dictionary of Imam Ali alayhi salam is that
the time of ziyarat came, the time to visit Allah. Wal munajat, the time of munajat arrived.
Munajat in Arabic means the whispered prayer. Isn't it right? We have nida, two words in Arabic, nida and najwa. Munadat and munajat. Nida, you can call somebody who's staying far, far away from you, and sometimes you may need to scream so he can hear your voice. This is what we call nida in Arabic.
But najwa is totally different. Najwa is a whispered prayer. When do you whisper? You whisper into the ear of someone who is really close to you. You don't need to scream, because he's not far.
Isn't it right? So Prophet has said in his hadith,
Al-Musalli yunaji rabbahu. The person who prays, he performs munajat with his Lord. Rasulullah did not say, Al-Musalli yunadi rabbahu. A person who is praying, he performs, and he does the nida. He calls Allah. No. He performed the whispered prayer. According to my teacher, who deserves to do the whisper? When do you do the whisper?
When you want no one else to share your conversation,
and you want others to hear what you're talking about,
you won't bother to say into the ear of someone. You can just say like that normally. Let everyone hear. But if you want only that person to be present and no one else to be present in the conversation, that's where you do the whisper. This is what we call munajat. That's why our Urafa say, if we have hubbun nafs, the love of this of ourself, if we have hubbud dunya, the love of the material belonging of this dunya, hubb shohra, shohrat talabi, jah talabi, paisa talabi, love of money, love of fame, and so forth, we don't deserve to do munajat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unless we take out all these strangers, ajnabi existences out of our soul, and then our soul is mustahak to do the munajat with Allah, which is a close whisper only between you and your Lord, no one else present. So look at the tafsir of Imam Ali Salam, why his prayers is imam of all the prayers, because he says about qad qamat as-salat, hana waqtu ziyarati wal munajat, the time of ziyarat of Allah.
That means the time of ziyarat and munajat arrived. Wa qada'il hawaij,
the time of fulfillment of the du'as, hajat, needs.
Wa darkil muna, and achieving the goal, the time of achieving the goal.
The goal of Imam Ali's life is nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's his goal. Isn't it right? Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam was doing
was there at the Holy Kaaba, and Hisham ibn Abdul Malik, one of the Tahut rulers of Banu Umayyah, he was also doing the tawaf at that time. He was there, and one of these children of Marwan, I meant.
So somebody came to Imam Sajjad al-Islam and said, the ruler is here, why didn't you go to him and ask your fadak? This garden belonged to you, Ahlul Bayt. This is a very good time. He's right here. Look how silly some people are. Because they don't have a share from the ilm and ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt. How can we expect to drink from the Kausar fountain from the hand of Imam Ali Islam when we are not ready to drink from the ma'arif from his hand here? Look at the response of Imam Ali Islam. He said, وَيْحَكَ أَفِي حَرَمِ اللَّهِ أَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ غَيْرَ اللَّهِ. Woe to you! Shall I ask in the haram of Allah, in the holy sanctuary of Allah, shall I ask from Allah anything other than Allah? This is how the Ahlul Bayt are. This is what they are trying to teach us. So they always ask, what we learn in the light of this hadith, they always ask from Allah nothing but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it makes sense what Imam Ali says, that at the time of about the qad qamat as-salat tafsir, that the time of darkil muna, the time of achieving the goal, this is what Imam Ali was seeking. Now he got it.
He seeks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These people don't understand what's the meaning of fadak. Fadak, obviously, it's a very long discussion. I don't want to go into that.
But fadak was entirely related to the concept of khilafat and hukumat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and the khilafat and hukumat of Ahlul Bayt. It's not just about a piece of garden. It was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, to Imam Ali alayhi salam, so that
the imamat of Imam Ali, the government concept of Imam Ali, gets strengthened through finances, because finances and politics go hand in hand.
If you stop giving khums to the mujtahid, and then you say, this mujtahid is doing nothing for our community. What are you talking about? You expect miracles? Is that what you expect? And you yourself are abandoning him and isolating him and not strengthening his hands with the money that Allah obliges you to pay to him in the time of ghaibat. And then you say he's doing nothing for us? Well, he should do nothing for you. That's exactly what he could. Because you tied up his hands.
There's a limited piece of pie in this world. Nothing of the world of matter is unlimited. And everything of the Jabarut, the metaphysical world, is limitless. So we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam is talking about قَدْ قَامَتُ الصَّلَاةِ is the time of achieving the goal. وَالْوُسُولِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ and reaching Allah وَإِلَى كَرَامَتِهِ and reaching His karamat وَغُفْرَانِهِ وَعَفْوِهِ and reaching His forgiveness and His afw, which is another form of forgiveness, and His ridwan, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how Imam Ali interprets the قَدْ قَامَتَ الصَّلَاةِ. Person who looks at salat and prayers and from this perspective. So it would be right to say, when Imam Ali alayhi salam's prayers is the leader of all the prayers, it would be rightful to say that Imam Ali alayhi salam, at the time of prayers, all the times it was like this, specifically at the time of prayers, was looking and focusing on nothing but the Jamal al-Mutlaq, the absolute beauty, al-Kamal al-Mutlaq, the absolute perfection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what he was watching. And then somebody is drowned in the absolute beauty, watching the absolute beauty in Jamal and absolute perfection. Somebody who is like this would not bother to pay attention to anything else. So it makes perfect sense when the arrow hit into the leg of Imam Ali alayhi salam, and some of the ashab and companions were trying to take the arrow out. It was too painful. Too painful. Prophet said, take the arrow out when Ali is praying. What a great solution Prophet provided. And this is so, so true. As soon as Imam Ali started his prayers, they took the arrow out of his feet and he didn't even feel what happens. Why is that so? Because his salat is the imam of all the prayers. Because at the time of salat, he does not focus on anyone or anything else other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that at the time when the famous story of that poor person who came to the masjid and asking for the help, isn't it right? And he asked several times, not just once. If the person who asks one time and Imam Ali gives him his ring, he does this indication with his finger, and the guy realizes Imam is pointing towards his ring, and he comes and takes away the ring, which was, according to some narration, the same ring of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam. You know, he had that ring on him and he used to fly over the winds. The same ring of Prophet Sulaiman, which is part of the tabarrukat of Anbiya. It came into the hand of Imam Ali alayhi salam. The same ring was given by Imam Ali alayhi salam. He doesn't care about anything of this world. He only cared about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. Period. This is Imam Ali alayhi salam. That's why he deserved to be Amir al-Mumineen. This is what I want to, I want to say in my speech tonight. So Imam Ali alayhi salam indicated with his finger. And it's not just first time that he asked and he did it straight away, Several people were present in the Masjid al-Nabi. Isn't it right? Prophet was also there. That Prophet didn't have, Prophet was penniless. Prophet was a penniless person. The narration says, لَمْ يَبْقَى عِنْدَهُ دِرْهَمٌ وَلَا دِينَارٌ. It never happened that a dirham or a dinar, a silver coin or a gold coin, ever survived in the control of the Prophet. وَإِنْ فَضُلَ And if it survived, لَمْ يَأْوَى إِلَى مَنْزِلِهِ He never used to come back to his house. That means he disposes of that dirham or dinar, the silver or gold coin, to some person who deserves it, mustahak, and then comes back to his house empty-handed. This is the kind of Prophet we believe in. This is the kind of Prophet we believe in. So our Prophet didn't have himself, nothing to offer. Ashab were present and so many were rich, and nobody is speaking up. Isn't it right? Finally, this poor person utters the statement that, oh my Lord, now he brings Allah in the middle. Now that Allah comes, it becomes a very serious thing to Imam Ali alayhi salam. He says to Allah, "Oh my Lord, be a witness that I am repelled. I am being rejected from your mosque empty-handed."
Now that he said that statement, this was unacceptable to Imam Ali alayhi salam, for a poor person to get repelled from the house of Allah, and he makes Allah to be a witness, not in the presence of Imam Ali alayhi salam. No way.
Imam Ali points with his finger and he gives away the Khatam of Sulaiman. Even you give the whole world, not $1 million or $1 billion, even you give, there is a priceless, this was a priceless ring. Even if you give the whole world in lieu of that, it's still less. Imam Ali Islam gives away the Khatam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this ayat of Holy Quran, which is specific and mukhtas in the fadilat of Amir al-Mumin Islam. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ.
So what matters in the eyes of Imam Ali Islam is Allah.
Isn't it right? So, and what matters in the eyes of Allah is Imam Ali alayhi salam. That's also true. When somebody belongs to that level, he gives that sort of importance to Allah, then Allah will also hold a similar importance to him.
So Allah considers his love to be the only sign of showing love towards Allah himself.
And Allah considers the love of Imam Ali to be equal in the status towards the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Because Imam Ali deserves it. His love is the Imam of all the loves.
Everything of Imam Ali alayhi salam is not just the humans. He's not just only the Imam of ours. He is the Imam of everything and everyone other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So that's why we call him Imamul Ka'inate Wasabitat. That's the rightful statement. Imamul Ka'inate Wasabitat. The Imam of all that exists other than Allah. He is the leader of all that. Everything other than Allah, obviously other than Rasulullah, we already said it.
Everything other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ma siballah, is bound to obey and follow this personality and his walayat, is under his command.
This is the status of Imam Ali. Please say salawat. So none of his ibadat would be done for the sake of the, you know, greed of the heaven or the scare of the hell, how he has said in his own hadith. Actually, he says that لَوْ لَمْ يَتَوَعَّدِ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ مَعْصِيَتِهِ. Even if Allah had not promised, had not threatened to punish over his sinning, if we sin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has promised the punishment, isn't it right? Even though that punishment was not there over the sinning, لَكَانَ يَجِبُ أَنْ لَا يُعْصَى شُكْرًا لِنِعَمِهِ.
It was still wajib.
That means it was still wajib upon us to do his obedience for the sake of being grateful, doing shukr towards his blessings.
Even if there was no punishment at all for any sin, it would still be wajib on us to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of thanking over his blessings.
This is Imam Ali alayhi salam.
That means all he sees is the jamal and beauty of Allah. And that kind of Imam Ali alayhi salam
has a daughter who also sees nothing but the jamal of Allah. This is what Sayyida Zainab salamullah alayha had said. Isn't it right? This is what she has said when this caravan was taken as captives in front of Ibn Ziyad la'anatullahi alayh in his darbar, and he was sarcastic and he started to say this statement to Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha, kayfa wajadti sun'allahi bi akhiki, how did you find what Allah did to your brother? Look at the tons and sarcasm.
And look at the response of the daughter of Ali alayhi salam. She says, Ma ra'aytu illa jameela. I did not see it except Jameel. That means mazhar of the Jamal and beauty of Allah. This is the marifat of Sayyidah Zainab. Anti, Imam Sajjad al-Islam had said to her, Anti bihamdillahi alimatun ghayru mu'allama. With the praise of Allah, you are a scholar not taught. That means no human on the planet taught you. You received the knowledge with the ishraq, with the divine flash on your qalb and soul. You got the ilm al-ladunni from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's divine unseeable knowledge. Anti wa fahimatun ghayru mufahhama. You are a person having understanding ghayru mufahhama, without anyone, you know, ghayru mufahhama, without anyone providing you that faham and understanding. This kind of Sayyidah Zainab we have. And we find that, and when the Asr of Ashura ends, now Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha has taken up the job of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. She's doing the job, you know, as if she's doing the job of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, gathering and taking care of everyone. 84, the narrations tell us, 84 women and children came out of the khiyam and tents after the Asr of Ashura, when the enemies are running towards the Khiyam. In the life of Imam al-Husayn, he could not tolerate. There's, you know, it has been narrated that Imam al-Husayn fell down several times over his own face. Several times Mawla fell down over his own face because he was so weak. So many arrows are already in his body. He cannot stand. He cannot stand straight now. So Imam, when he was constantly raising up his head to look towards the Khiyam and the tents, that the Ashqiyah do not attack the Khiyam, Imam's ghairat could not tolerate it. Several times he stood up, but he fell down over his face. You know, he said, according to some narrations, Ya Shi'ata Ali Abi Sufyan, or the followers of Ali Abi Sufyan, in lam yakun lakum deenun, if you don't have a religion, wa kuntum la takhafun al ma'ad, and you're not afraid of the day of judgment, fakunu ahraran fi dunyakum, be a free man in your dunya, uqatilukum wa tuqatiluni, I'm fighting you and you are fighting me, fa inna nisa'a laysa alayhinna junah, ladies have no mistake. This is how the ghairat of Imam Hussain is. He's challenging the army even in the final moments and not tolerating the lack of ghairat from those people. We find that as soon as Imam gets shaheed, they are attacking towards the khiyam. They are attacking towards the tents again. And they started to burn down the tents. And the ladies of Fatima, the daughters of Fatima and Ali, alayhi salam, these daughters of Fatima and Ali are now running from one khaymah, from one tent to the other, to protect their hijab. Fatima bintul Hussein, the daughter of Imam Hussein, she says, she is the narrator of this narration. There was a shaki person following me, in other words, which I'm paraphrasing in my own words, these narrations. She says, one shaki was following me with a spear, and he poked the spear into my back to fall, obviously, to take the hijab of hers. And she fell down unconscious. She says, when I woke up, I saw my head was in the lap of my aunt Zainab. Hazrat Zainab was holding the head of Fatima bint al-Husayn in her lap. And we find the first question that Fatima bint al-Husayn asked her aunt, where is my hijab? Our salam on you, O Fatima bint al-Husayn. The first question she cares about, where is my hijab? This is the preference of the ladies of Ahlul Bayt to protect their hijab. And Hazrat Zainab replies back, Ammatuki misluki, your aunt is similar to you. That means her Zainab also, her hijab has been taken away. What can Zainab do when her hijab is already taken away also? So Hazrat Zainab is taking care of all the ladies of Ahlul Haram and the children. 84 of them, she gathered everyone and she's taking care of everyone. Islam has so much taqeed to take care of the orphan. to rub your hand over the head of the orphan. If you happen to find a yatim, an orphan child, you know, go to that yatim child, take out time from your life and rub your hand over the head of the orphan. Every hair that passes under your hand, Prophet has said, Allah constructs a palace for you. So much emphasis. But you see, Sakina is the orphan of Imam al-Hussein. Look at how they are behaving towards Sakina. They're slapping over the face of Sakina and taking away and snatching her earrings. Islam has so much taqeed and emphasis over taking care of the sick people. Here we have Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam in Karbala, and they are pulling the bed under the Imam and started to whip him with the slashes. Imam al-Sajjad, Hazrat Zainab is the one who is protecting everyone at that occasion, and she gathers all of them, but she could not find Sakina. A time comes that she could not find Sakina, and it's all dark night in the night of after the day of Ashura. When the night arrives, it's so dark. Look at the shajaat and courage of the daughter of Imam Ali. She goes alone towards the maktal, finding out Sakina. She knows how much Imam Hussein loves Sakina. She knows that Sakina used to sleep over the chest of Baba of her father Imam Hussein. Zainab goes out alone towards the maktal, the same maktal of the Ashqiya, those evil people. And now we find when she is looking for Sakina, she discovers Sakina is sleeping. She is lying over a chest of a body without the head. This body doesn't have any head, and she is sleeping over that body. She is lying over the chest of that body. And Zainab takes Sakina with her, and she asks her, "How did you recognize this is the janaza and body of your father?" She replies back, "I was calling Baba, and this body replied back to me, Ilayya, Ilayya, Ya Bunayya, come towards me, my daughter." This is how Hazrat Zainab has been gathering everyone together. And the narration says, when Hazrat Zainab comes towards the janaza of Imam al-Hussein, look at the azamat of this lady, the daughter of Amir al-Mu'mineen. She says to Allah, "Rabbana taqabbal minna hadha al-qurban," accept from us this sacrifice.
Ala la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimeen wa sayya'alamu al-lazina zalamu ayyamun qalabin yanqalibun inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ilahi bihaqq al-zahra wa abiha wa ba'liha wa baniha wa sirr al-mustawda'i fiha. Barlaha parchame Islam ko sar buland farma, parchame kufru shirk o nifaq ko sar nigun farma, inqilab e islami ki hifazat farma. Tamam ulamae rabbaniyin, tamam maraje kiram, bil khusus rehbar e inqilab ka saya hamare saron pe barqarar rakh. Tamam mujahideen e islam, bil khusus jo Sayyida Zainab sallallahu alaiha ke haram ka difa kar rahe hain, un tamam mujahideen ki jaan o maal o aabru ki hifazat farma, unki nusrat o taqwiyat farma. Tamam mu'minin ki jaan o maal o aabru ki hifazat farma. Tamam mu'minin ko wazaife shar'iyya par amal karne ki taufeeq inayat farma. Tamam mu'minin ko shuhada aur unke gharanon ki nisbat apne farayz ki anjaam dehi ki taufeeq inayat farma. Tamam mu'minin ki mashroo haajat ko pura farma. Ba'ilaha hame us waqt tak is duniya se na utha jab tak imam e zamana humse razi na ho jaye. Unke zuhur mein ta'jeel farma. Hum sab ko unke ansar aur ashiya' mein qarar de. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiu al alim bi jahe Muhammadin wa alihi al-mu'minin ya Hussein.